Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Last week, we began to look once again at our purpose and our vision statement, our VIP, as we call it in Bedhampton, vision, identity and purpose. And last week, we looked at our purpose, serving the community of Bedhampton by sharing God's love and friendship. The idea behind the purpose statement is that we understand why we exist as a church, the church being the people of God, why we exist as a church here in Bedhampton. That we don't just exist because we've always been here in Bedhampton, but actually that we exist to serve the community of Bedhampton by sharing God's love and friendship. Having looked at our purpose last week, we now move on to our vision. If our purpose is why we are here, then our vision is what we do while we are here. Or perhaps, better put, what we would like to become as the Church of God here in Bedhampton. And last year we came up with a summary of that in four parts. To be a part of the whole community, building relationships and seeking God's kingdom to come. To be a place where the community gathers for celebration and commemoration from birth to grave. To enable all ages to grow in discipleship and faith in small groups, whilst giving and receiving support, love and practical help. And finally, to be a place where all ages gather to worship God in a range of expressions. This week, we're going to take a look at the first two of those visions, and next week we will look at the second two. So this week we begin to look at the community part of our vision statement. To be a part of the whole community, to be a place where the community gathers, are the two areas where we'll be looking at. Because once again, we need to review these regularly, and we do that every year, because as I said last week, if all these are words on a piece of paper, then they may as well be chaff in the wind. I wonder what you thought about me choosing Genesis as our first reading today. Did you wonder why I would choose that to be part of our vision week? Genesis is one of those books where people disagree upon. Some people believe it is literally the way that God created the world, whilst others would say it's more allegorical or symbolic of how God created the world, created the universe indeed, and created us. I don't actually think it matters too much whether you fall on one side of the fence or the other. I don't think Jesus is going to turn you away because you chose to read Genesis in one way or the other. But what we do find irrelevant of how you look at Genesis is that it was God who created the universe. He created you and I and the world in which we live. Secondly, the very fact that he created you and I shows us that God is into community. God could have remained on his own, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, which in itself, of course, is community. One God, three expressions of that one God. But he chose instead to create humans, to live in harmony and community with him. Of course, we don't always fully manage that, do we? But that is God's perfect way of this world being. God is into relationship and he's into community. So it's right that our vision has a large part of community in it. And let's start this week as followers of Jesus, looking at what it means when we say Bedhampton seeks to be part of the whole community, building relationships and seeing God's kingdom come. As God's people here in Bedhampton, we will flavour the community one way or another. But only if we get out there, only if we get involved. Of course, that's quite difficult at the moment, being involved in the community at a time of a pandemic is quite hard. But we must find ways of being involved in our community as a community for God's kingdom to come. Did you notice that last part of the vision? To see God's kingdom to come. I often say that because Jesus said he came that we might see his kingdom come. And it's not some sort of future heaven that he's on about. As I often say, it's the here and the now that we will begin to see God's kingdom come. So it is difficult right now for that to happen. But we do need to look for opportunities to share that love and to make a difference to those around us as we seek to be part of the whole community, building relationships and seeing God's kingdom come. We go, we act justly, we love mercy, we walk humbly with God and his people in Bedhampton because Jesus makes a difference now. Jesus makes a difference today, not just in the future. Which brings me to the next part of our vision and the part about community. To be a place where the community gathers for celebration and commemoration from birth to grave. You see, the Church of England is still a trusted brand. We are blessed to be a Church of England church here in Bedhampton. And people, by default, do still, believe it or not, trust the Church of England. They still come to us to celebrate the milestones in life. They come to us when their children want to be baptized, or as they more often refer to it, christened. They come to us when they want to be married. Even in times of pandemic, people will still want to be married in the Church of England in front of God. And they come to us at the most difficult of times, when they have lost loved ones, where those they love have died. They come to us to help them bury their loved ones and to move on. We are still a trusted brand. In more normal times, we will often have 100 or so extra people around for a baptism, for a wedding, for a funeral. And that's often their major interaction with God's people here in Bedhampton. Again, it's very difficult right now to do that, doesn't it? We are having to hold our baptisms outside of our main service. Something that goes against every fibre in my body. Because actually baptism is a welcoming of people into the church. We're having to hold smaller weddings. We're having to hold smaller funeral services. But we still seek to be the place where the community gathers for celebration and commemoration. And we still seek the opportunity of sharing God's love and friendship with those people who come. How, I wonder, can we do that even better during the time of a pandemic? So there you go. A quick summary of the first half of our vision. To be a part of the whole community, building relationship and seeing God's kingdom come. To be a place where the community gathers for celebration and commemoration from birth to grave. How we do that right now. I wonder if you have ideas how we do that during the time of a pandemic. I don't see the restrictions on us going away quickly. So we, if we want to move forward as a church, and we do want to move forward as a church, if we want to do that here in Bedhampton, then actually we need to look at ways of doing that in the pandemic environment. You see, now's not the time to rethink our vision. The vision is the same this year as it was last year because God is the same this year as he was last year. But now is the time to double down. Now is the time to think and pray and ask God how we work this out during the time of COVID. Now is the time to knuckle down and head out into our community in a way that's safe for us individually, but also shows God's love to all those out there. Our second reading was from the Gospel, wasn't it? It was from the Gospel of Mark. And we heard this. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up quickly and produced a crop. Some multiply in 30, some 60, some 100 times. Now, my friends, is the time for us to cast seed into Bedhampton. And so we shop for those who need to receive love. We pick up prescriptions for those who need to know God's love. And we may never see them again. We may never see them cross our threshold because some of the seed falls on stony ground. And then there are some that will interact with us and have interacted with us. But then they may, in time, drop away because some of the seed falls in shallow soil. But then there is also the seed that falls in good ground. There are those that interact with us online and during the pandemic and choose to be married in our church buildings. And as we interact with them, moving forward. And we've had that happen over the last 6 months. There are those that choose to investigate Jesus online with us through alphas and through other opportunities. And they come to be apprentices to Jesus. And we've seen that happen over the last 6 months. However, none of that is an issue for us. Because our job is not to worry about the outcome. Our job is not to worry about where our investment of time and money goes. Our job is simply to be obedient to Jesus who died for you and us. Our job is simply to show his love, to serve the community of Bedhampton by sharing God's love and friendship. And so whether those people choose to connect with us in the future or not, we leave in the hands of Jesus. But our job is to head out into our community. That's our concern during the time of COVID. And so once again this week, I want to leave you with the very same challenge that I left with you last week. What is God calling you to? What is your part in this purpose and vision of Bedhampton? And I don't want you to make a decision again today, because early in October, we will be celebrating our harvest and our vision day together, just as we have in the past. And during those times, I want you to think about what it is that you will do. What will you commit to God at the harvest? What will you commit to God on the vision day? What is God calling you to? Pray about that this week again and see where God's will, God's spirit nudges you.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.